So joining me this morning is Mr. Patrick Malindwa, who is the CEO and founder of Youth Entrepreneurship Spark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So how can we enable our children to do exactly what they love?
The world has changed towards you doing what you are best at. Or if you choose a course, it should be in line of you as a person, like an individual. But I know that for young people, there are so many times that you've not been given a chance to be. And the only reason you should become anything is because you've got a natural advantage to that.
Yes.
And how do you find you have a natural advantage to that? Things you do are seamless. They are easy. Yes. When you go to the pitch, you could be a talented painter. But what makes you, how do we turn talent into a profession, a career? That is why we need school and training and skills.
But now let's talk about technical and vocational training. Now, we know for sure, especially in Uganda, so many people downplay that a lot.
Yes.
They feel like it's not prestigious. Everyone wants their child to go to university because they feel vocational training, technical training is not that much of a big deal.
Yeah.
What would you say to a parent out there? Also, how is it important?
So what happens is, like we've talked about how the world has been changed, especially by COVID-19. The information that young people are told, the output should be how they turn that information into a skill, that skill that adds value to whoever they are given to do either a job or whether they are at home doing things that they are not paid for. Young people should be prepared along the process of acquiring the certification, but also have a skill. Mm-hmm. And that skill should be in line with what you want to be.
So we've come to the end of Sunrise at Sea this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.